Unit 5, page 52. Reading. Exercise 3.
Great success for teenage teachers. When Silver Surfers Get Connected. A new documentary called Silver Surfers shows the inspiring story of a group of teens helping elderly people to improve the quality of their lives by teaching them how to make use of the internet. The people were between 76 and 93 years old. Rosemary Raines, the director of the documentary, got the idea for the movie while talking to her sisters Poppy and Amy about a project the two of them had started several years before in Kingston, Canada. The two teenagers and a group of friends had a clear goal. They wanted to help elderly people to feel more connected to other people through the use of the internet. They started the project after witnessing how the internet had changed their own grandparents' lives. Their grandparents could use the internet at a basic level, but wanted to become more proficient. After the two girls had given them a few basic IT lessons, they were able to use the computer confidently and became enthusiastic users of Skype, Facebook, and email. The two students were so motivated by that success that they got several of their friends to join them. Together, they started to visit a local home for elderly people. Many of the people there couldn't even turn on a computer without help. But the young people were amazed by how much they had learned after only a few lessons. It's fascinating to see how the Silver Surfers featured in the movie all had very different interests. Some of them wanted to use Facebook to stay in touch with family members who had emigrated to countries as far away as Australia. Others were eager to get ideas for traveling, learning how to play an instrument, or cooking. The outcomes of the project were amazing. 89-year-old Sheila managed to create a YouTube cooking tutorial with her friend. 93-year-old Marilyn succeeded in making a rap video. Albert, 89, initially wanted to learn how to use the web to find old friends, and in doing so, he was struck by how easy it was to reconnect online with people he hadn't seen in decades. He even managed to use his newly acquired skills to reunite with his daughter, who he had lost touch with. The documentary has been met with great enthusiasm in several countries, and a number of follow-up projects have been launched. They are all aimed at helping elderly people explore the benefits of technology, have fun, and stay in touch with others. Thanks to a wonderful initiative by two teenage girls.